Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over a list of sanctions that just came out because I think it really shows us the position of the West and if they have what it takes to stop Putin, regardless of really what he wants to do. And I don't like the fact that I think the West is impotent, but I'm just going to give you the truth. I'm not going to sit here and try to sugarcoat it. I know a lot of people in this space like to come out and hold a particular view that they think will be popular with their audience. And that is the very last thing that I will ever do. I can promise you that. I don't need to do this. I only do this because I enjoy it. And one of the things I enjoy doing is being honest and telling you my view, regardless of what you think of me. If you want to claim that I'm somehow supporting Russia, that's fine. That's your prerogative. I am not. I am just reporting what I think is accurate. So let's dive into it. And this is from CNN. And this is the list of global sanctions on Russia for the war in Ukraine. And again, so this is the West pushing back against Russia and trying to punish them, trying to prevent them from continuing their invasion of Ukraine. So this should hold a lot of teeth. This should really hurt Russia where it matters. This should make Putin take pause and be like, whoa, 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 wait a minute here. It looks like they're really serious. And that leverage that I thought I had, well, it's obvious that I don't have that anymore, and therefore I need to reconsider what I'm doing with this invasion of Ukraine. Now, what you'll see, that's what sanctions are supposed to do. And what you'll see is no matter how the politicians want to spin this, these sanctions have done the complete opposite of that. I think they have shown Putin that he can pretty much do whatever he wants, and the West isn't going to get in his way. The West cannot get in his way because of the economic position that, let's just use the United States and Europe, have put themselves in by their own doing. And I'll go into that more in a bit here. But let's look at some of these sanctions that are supposed to really, really damage Russia and make Putin withdraw and come to the negotiating table, really show him a lesson. So first, the European Union is coming out and vowing to inflict maximum impact on Russian economy and political elite. Political elite, okay. I don't know how that will really stop Putin. And my main pushback here is, do you really think that the oligarchs or the political elite in Russia didn't see this one coming? Like, be like, oh my gosh, well, European Union, you got me there. Oh, wow, what a surprise. I sure wasn't prepared for that. Oh, forgive me. Let's just retreat back to Russia. Come on. I mean, really? This is ridiculous. And they will hold the Kremlin accountable. What does that even mean? Like, are you going to hold someone else accountable? They say that the sanctions are aimed at financial energy transport. Okay. Well, I don't care where you're aiming. It doesn't matter where you're aiming. It's where they hit. And what we're doing right here, this isn't going to hit anything. It's definitely not going to deter Putin from doing what he's doing. In my opinion, maybe you have a different view. And targeting the Russian banking sector. Okay, they haven't taken them off SWIFT. And unless you take them off SWIFT, I don't think it's going to really move the needle. And again, how were they not prepared for this? One of the things that I was reading from Jim Rickards that he pointed out was Russia has an incredible amount of gold and oil. And basically, he did the math on how much their net worth has increased as a result of gold going up or oil going up. Now, I know it's down recently, But it's like a hedge, because if gold and oil go down, that means that the stock market is going up, and the stock market is going up because the risk of confrontation is decreasing. Therefore, that means that Putin is able to do whatever he wants. So it's this, I don't know if he intended it, but it sure, it's a hedge in that way for sure, whether it's intended or not. And here, they're also going to target the Russian elites by curbing their deposits so that they can't hide money anymore in safe havens in Europe. Come on. Really? You really think that they didn't prepare for this? I mean, just for a moment here, just pretend that you're a Russian billionaire. And I mean, you would have seen this coming a mile away. And you don't and you think that you would have just woken up every single morning for the last 2 months and been like, yeah, that $1 billion I've got in Germany, I'm just too lazy. Yeah, I mean, I just don't have time. I've got to walk the dog today, and I've got to drive my Ferrari around, and got to pick my kids up from school. I'm just going to go ahead and leave that $1 billion in Deutsche Bank, and we'll just see how it goes. I mean, talk about underestimating your opponent. And see, what this boils down to, guys, is this is the European Union's way of saying, we can't do anything, but we're going to make it seem like we're doing something. So for those of our constituents, and those are the people that really just can't think critically or refuse to think critically, they're actually going to believe that we're doing something. Therefore, we're going to get the support of the people by these theatrics that really, at the end of the day, won't do anything, because we can't do anything, because we are too dependent upon Russia for energy. And if we cut off Russia, as an example with the SWIFT system, then effectively we are cutting ourselves off from natural gas. And that's going to hurt us a lot more than it hurts Russia. And again, a lot of people have accused me of being pro-Russia, that is the opposite of the truth. I mean, I detest war. I think it's wrong. I think it's immoral. I do not like what Russia is doing. I'm trying to understand, to the best of my ability, their position. Now, that doesn't mean I agree with it. But I'm trying to understand it, just like I try to understand Biden's position. I try to understand Trudeau's position. It doesn't necessarily mean that I agree with it. Hey, guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. Then we go through here, Japan pretty much doing the exact same thing. But you'll notice that every single one of them has talked about freezing the assets of certain Russian individuals. And again, they're going after these oligarchs. And it's same thing for Australia, same thing for New Zealand. Pretty much ditto that for Taiwan. And then we'll get into the United States in just a moment. But just let's think about this for a moment. How badly would you impact the United, let's say you're China, and you're going to punish the United States, and therefore you're going to impose sanctions on the United States. And these sanctions are really going to hurt. I mean, boy, the American public, they're going to feel these sanctions, and they're going to pay the price for what Joe Biden is doing. China's words, not mine, obviously. And what they're going to do to really make these sanctions hurt is they're going to freeze the bank accounts of Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and maybe Jeff Bezos. I mean, what? And I understand that the Russian oligarchs maybe have a little more pull in Russia, and they might not like Putin or he might not like them. And but come on. I mean, again, this is all theatrics. It's all just the politicians saying, what can we do to look like we're doing something without really doing anything? Here's the United States. Joe Biden unveiled harsh new measures. Putin chose this war. The new sanctions include exporting blocks of technology. That's really going to, yeah. So you've got an economy that's like 99% commodities. I'm exaggerating. I don't know if it's 99%, but you get my point. And he's going to block access to our technology. Maybe he won't let them use Facebook. Oh my gosh, that would be just horrible, unthinkable. A centerpiece of Biden's approach is that he would severely limit Russia's ability to advance its military and aerospace sector. Again, do you think that how can we be so naive to think that Putin or any of these people didn't see this one coming from a mile away and take appropriate measures? In a statement from the White House, it includes Russia-wide restrictions on semiconductors. Wait a minute. Who are you restricting? We're the country with problems with semiconductors. Maybe Russia is too, but okay. I guess that really doesn't matter. That's not pertaining. I just think that's kind of hilarious that we're going to restrict their access to semiconductors when we can't even get semiconductors. Telecommunication, encrypted security. Wait a minute, Biden. I thought that Russia was hacking every single major institution in the United States, and you're going to take away their encryption security? I mean, this is all just nonsense. This is the Biden administration saying, what can we put into this list that really won't impact Russia creating higher oil prices or crashing our stock market, which is where we are incredibly vulnerable. And see, that's what this all boils down to. And he's describing these as corrupt billionaires. So let's go after the billionaires. Let's China going after Jeff Bezos and Warren Buffett and George Soros. And somehow we're supposed to freak out about that. but really what this, I think, shows is the United States is incredibly vulnerable because of our dependence on asset bubbles. And I think Putin knows this, and I think Biden knows this. And we cannot afford to have the stock market go down by 50%. Russia can. Why? Because their purchasing power isn't dependent upon the stock, at least the vast majority, right? Where it is here in the United States. Also, if Putin makes the price of oil go up, that most likely makes inflation increase in the United States, which means Biden does not get reelected, nor do the Democrats get elected or reelected during the midterms. So effectively, Putin can control Biden's future or whomever's pulling the strings with Biden. So this just shows they have absolutely no leverage. And what are the politicians going to do in Europe? They're going to let electricity prices quadruple? And I'm not saying this is a good thing. This is very, very bad. But we need to understand that this is the world we live in. So the probability is high that Putin is going to continue to do whatever he wants and unfortunately, what's really scary, or what is also very scary, is that China may see this and say, hey, well, Putin's doing it. U.S. can't do anything. Let's go nuts. Let's take over Taiwan. Let's Russia, we got your back, you got ours. Let's just divide and conquer. And I think there's enough probability of that occurring moving forward for us to think it through very well. I think that's really the point of this video. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market, capitalism. Let's not bury our head in the sand about this stuff. We need to be cognizant of it. I know it's unpleasant to think about it, but you owe it to yourself, your family, and your financial future. We'll see you in the next video.